USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coldest weather in memory is gripping more than three-quarters of the United States now, and it's blamed for at least six fatalities already. In Chicago, wind chills are forecast to fall to about 60 below zero. A transportation spokesman in Chicago says,
if you don't have to be traveling, today's not a good day to be doing it. If you can't stay in, that's probably the best advice we can give all motorists.
And nearly 2,200 air flights have been canceled across the nation. More than 1,100 others are delayed because of the cold weather. President Trump blasting his top intelligence officials. Trump calling them on Twitter extremely passive and naive, especially when it comes to Iran. The National Intelligence Director and CIA chief yesterday contradicted Trump over the threats posed by Iran, North Korea, and ISIS. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Private companies creating more jobs. ADP and Moody's Analytics says companies added about 213,000 jobs this month, easily beating analysts' estimates of 178,000. The White House saying President Trump had a phone chat with Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido today. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying the president reinforced strong support for Venezuela's fight to regain its democracy, the U.S. formally recognizing him as the legitimate leader of the South American country. One of President Trump's sons is hauling off on Democrats.
They don't want law and order. They want to tax people to death. They want to get businesses out of this country. They want to let anybody in this country. They want to bankrupt the system through free health care for all.
Eric Trump telling Fox's Hannity many Democratic candidates are going too far to the left to win the presidential nomination. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The government shutdown is over, but one national park might need 300 years to recover from the damage left behind. That's according to officials at Southern California's Joshua Tree National Park. They say some of the damage that was caused during the shutdown may be permanent. The park wasn't staffed during that 35-day downage, and some people who came to the park did a lot of damage. Rocks were vandalized, trails were damaged. Even some of the namesake Joshua trees were cut down to make room for off-roading vehicles. The centuries-old trees are a key part of that desert ecosystem 140 miles east of Los Angeles. The Trump administration is now requiring people seeking asylum to remain in Mexico until their cases come to court. Now, until now, people who were applying for asylum have been allowed to stay in the U.S. until their immigration court appearances. Often that's taken months or years. The new policy, announced in December, aims to deter waves of families from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras from seeking asylum in the United States. And a newly discovered bug in the iPhone's FaceTime app lets people hear through someone else's iPhone, even if they haven't answered the call. Apple says the bug seems to rely on the FaceTime group call feature, which launched last year. The tech giant says a fix is coming this week. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for today, snow showers likely, mainly before 3 p.m., it'll be cloudy early and then mostly sunny. Temperatures falling to 17 tonight. The wind chill will make it feel as if it's negative 1. Tonight will be mostly clear. And wind chill values actually may take it down to negative 14. It is going to be sunny tomorrow with a high near 14, with the wind chill bringing it down to feeling like negative 15, so be really careful. Thursday will be cold and clear with a low of 4. Friday, a slight chance of snow, and the temperatures will be around 23. Friday night, mostly cloudy with low temperatures of 13. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high near 35. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 44. So we have a nice weekend coming up. It is currently 28.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. That means I have my master's in counseling and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I have been a counselor for about 34 years and I've been in private practice soon to be 19 years. So I probably should do something when I get to 20 years. That's actually pretty proud of that. Today's topic is actually self-love. And I go on a site called brownielocks.com, and I look up. It's a really kind of cool site. It lists all of the, whole wheat bread month or whatever, there's all kinds of weird things like that. But they also do have things like self-care month and self-love month and boundaries and coping skill month and, depression month and drug and alcohol awareness month and mental health awareness month. And every month there's got to be 4 or 5 things. So I do pick something that is, so January, this is my last show of January, but January is self-love month. And so I really wanted to talk about self-love. Now, self-love is a very interesting topic, I think, because many of us don't understand what self-love really is about, especially when I deal with people that have no self-esteem, low self-esteem, or highly codependent. Just so happens that January is also Codependency Awareness Month. But most people think of self-love as being selfish. And that really is not the case. Self-love is very different than that. We don't want it to be selfish. We want it to be more of a humbled-based feeling of self. Self-love does not mean that I'm better than you. It does not mean that I should be boastful. It doesn't mean that it's all, again, this is the selfish aspect, that it's all about me, 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 what I want, because I love myself. And the problem with self-love and self-esteem is sometimes it makes us think that we are the center of the world in a very narcissistic type of manner. But that is not true self-love. It's not true self-esteem. It has gone over the limit to that point of possible narcissism, where there is no sense of humility involved. Now, I've used that word a couple of times, and I think it's a very important word to use. So what do I mean by humility? I don't mean humiliation. Humiliation is an act of someone really taking you and trashing you, and you feel really small. You feel shame. You feel like there's something wrong with you. The word humiliate, humiliation, humble, actually all have the same Latin root in the word humus, which is a Latin word for dirt. So if you go to garden store and you want to say, I'd like to buy a bag of humus for my garden, you will get a nice big bag of dirt. So we're not talking about the feeling that I'm feeling less than dirt. That's not the case. A good sense of humility means that I have a good sense of who I am. I don't feel that I'm better than anyone else. And I don't feel that I'm less than anyone else. It means that I can recognize that I have maybe been given some advantages, and I feel a sense of awe and feel some humility about it. Because I have been given some advantages that others have does not make me a better person. Because I've had some advantages that some other people have had does not make me a better person. We are all equal. So that it is just by chance, or I could say by the grace of God. For me, I would say it that way. Others may not want to see it that way. That I did not end up a heroin addict, prostituting on the street. There's no reason other than chance or grace of God that did not happen to me. I am no different from that person. I may just have had different advantages, but as a human being, I am no different. So having a good sense of self-love has that aspect to it. I am not better than. I'm also not less than. I'm equal to. Some people have more advantages than I have. By chance, the family they were born into, the area they were born into, the country they were born into, whatever the reason. Some don't. I think those of us here in the United States have had an extreme advantage to many people over the rest of the world ever in the history of mankind. The majority of us live better than most kings and queens and pharaohs. And we don't recognize that because we're common, used to this. It's just part of our daily living. But to have a sense of humbleness about that fact, a sense of awe, about that, I think is an important aspect to self-love, because again, it's not about I'm better than, and it's not about I'm less than. I'm equal to, with the possibility of having had some advantages that some people haven't, and knowing that there are other people who have advantages that I haven't had. But I'm a human being just like any other human being. Therefore, giving me the ability to have empathy and compassion. So when I have a good sense of self-love, I can have empathy and compassion for my fellow man. Well, what does that mean? Empathy. Oftentimes, empathy and sympathy are confused. So sympathy is, oh, wow, look, there's some guy lying in a ditch. Gosh, that's really pretty bad. I don't know, maybe I could help him out, or actually, maybe not. But, you know, it's kind of like tough to be him. Okay, that's sort of sympathy. But empathy is more like, wow, that must really be a tough place to be. Let me see if I can actually help that person out, because I think I know what it would feel like to be in that situation. I can put myself in the situation of someone who has pain or difficulty or sickness or struggle. So empathy is, I can really identify the feeling. Now, I may never have been in that situation, but I can imagine what it must be like, and I can address the emotion. So empathy is where I can actually feel what that other person may be feeling in the situation that they're in, and do something about it if I can. Now, that person may not, they say, just leave me alone. And okay, so we have to accept that. But I would say, and at the same time, we can say that has to be a really tough place to be. And there are many people that we can see in this world that have a really tough time. And to say, that's a tough place to be. So having compassion for other people is also about self-love. So I'm not better than, I'm not less than, I'm equal to, I may have more advantages, I'm willing to share, I'm willing to reach out, I'm willing to help. One of the best descriptions that I find with the definition of love is in the Bible, in Corinthians. And it's often read at weddings. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious. Love isn't boastful. Love doesn't hold resentments and grudges. So when I think about self-love, I think it's also important to think about that. So I am going to take a little break. I'm kind of looking at the clock, and it is time for a commercial break. And I know I got started a little late, as usual. I even have my instructions here. See, look, my instructions. I think, you know, me and technology. Anyway, so I will be back with Counselor's Chat and talk a little bit more about self-love. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and my topic is self-love, as January is National Self-Love Month. So I was talking a little bit before the break about some aspects of self-love, and that self-love is not about selfish love. It's not about a narcissistic love. It's not about all about me and what I want when I want it. It does have a sense of humbleness to it. It is also about recognizing that it is just either, for some of you, it might be by chance, or for some, as it is with me, it's the grace of God that has put me in a particular place in my life. But I am no different than someone who has lived in poverty, or someone who is a drug addict, or a prostitute, someone who's in prison. It's some of it is the choices that I have made as an adult, yes, but some of it is also the fact that I have had some graces in my life that have had me born when I am born and into the family that I've been born into with the advantages that I have. But that doesn't mean that those things could not have happened to me. It doesn't mean that I could not have been a drug addict. It doesn't mean that. I could have. It just so happens that I'm not. And so that is the grace or the chance or the luck of the draw or whatever, however you might want to look at it. But the reality is that did not happen to me. That doesn't make me better than or less than. Good self-love also gives me, as I said earlier, a sense of empathy so that people who are disadvantaged or have a sickness or have a hardship, that I can understand and feel their pain. I think the story of the Good Samaritan, and I don't mean this to be a religious program, But I think it's a good story where, for those of you who may not know it, there was a guy laying in the gutter and several people walked by and just said, "I'm not touching him." And the Samaritan walked by and he said, "Oh, let me help you out. This is not a good place for you to be." He gave him a cloak. He took him to an inn. He said to the innkeeper, "Here's some money. Take care of him. On my way back, if I owe you more money after, you know, when he's healed and on his way, if you need more money, I'll pay for it." So the Good Samaritan had some empathy. He had some sympathy and empathy for this person. And he said, "Let me take care of him." Now, he didn't take him home. And he didn't say, "Everything I have is yours." Okay, so self-love has some boundaries. Good self-love has some boundaries. And good self-love has some limits. So that I'm going to give you some things. I'm going to help you out. And I'm going to help you get on your feet. But I'm not going to necessarily bring you home and make you one of my family, which is really what happened in that story. It is sort of the, I see that you're in distress and I will teach you how to fish. It's sort of that belief system, so that there are some good, healthy boundaries when we have self-love. We know when there's enough, when we've reached enough. We know when we reach that point of I'm exhausted, I'm beginning to feel overwhelmed. So as I had said before the break, being patient, self-love. Am I being patient with myself? When I make a mistake, do I yell at myself? Do I put myself down? "I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I'm so stupid." Do I do that to myself? Or do I say, "Okay, all right, so you made a mistake. It's okay. What are you learning from it? What am I learning from the mistakes that I've made? How can I make changes and grow and learn by the mistakes I've made? I'm not an idiot. I'm not stupid. Chances are I'm not foolish. Sometimes I might be a little preoccupied, which may end up causing me to make a mistake. But those things also give me the fodder to work on self-improvement. They're not the things that I want to use to beat myself up and hate myself and belittle myself and put myself down. Those things don't work. They deteriorate and erode our self-esteem, and there's no demonstration of self-love. Think about how you would treat your children. Hopefully, when they make a mistake or they're learning something, you're patient with them. You're kind to them. You don't scream at them when they spill their milk. You say, "Okay, so you made a mistake. Let's clean up the mess. What can we learn from this?" That is what is important. The same thing with being boastful or envious. So if I have a good sense of humility, I may have some talents, but I'm not going to go, "I'm better than you are." That is not self-love. That is a sense of selfishness. So I don't want to hold some talents or advantages that I may have that may be different from someone else's. It's not about being better than. Remember, this is about, good self-love is about being equal to. It's about being equal to. We're all human beings. Good self-love does not hold resentments. So if I notice that I hold grudges and resentments, that I may actually be aggressive, passive-aggressive, passive, I hate people, envious of what other people have, I'm carrying all of that within me. That's an indication of my lack of self-esteem, my low sense of self-value, my lack of self-love, because I want what you have. Because if I have what you have, I will feel better about myself. Or who do you think you are that you're better than me? That you can have that. Or be that. Or have that job. Or be in that relationship. Or whatever it is. True self-love doesn't have that. Because when you have a good sense of self-love, of who you are, yes, you may say there's some things that I might want to work for. Maybe I do want to have a better car or a better job or a better education, or I want to learn how to paint or whatever it might be. Rather than having a grudge towards someone who has a talent or a thing, you can work on yourself. Or you might even recognize that you have a limit. So, I happen to come from a family that's pretty creative. As a matter of fact, I didn't even realize this, but the son of one of my cousins is the choreographer to the traveling show Hamilton. I was not aware of that. So I do. I have talent in my family. We have people that can sing, but not everybody can sing. Some people in my family are tone deaf, but they can dance. Man, they can dance. But the people who sing may not be able to dance as well. And we have artists, and we have cooks, and we have photographers. We have a lot of talent in my family. Is it genetic? Probably. Does that make our family better than someone else's? No, it doesn't. Other families have different talents. Other families have different issues. My family is laced with all kinds of problems. We have depression and addiction and anxiety and incest issues and all kinds of things go on in my family. So here we have these. Now I could say, oh, look at my family. But we have these. We're human. We're not better or worse than anyone else. So having a grudge about or being envious towards someone else doesn't do anything. It doesn't move me, the individual, forward in any way. Letting go of the grudge, learning how to forgive helps in that a scope of gaining good self-love, because I'm not going to hold a grudge. I'm not going to be resentful. It prevents me from having good, healthy relationships. Good self-love shows kindness to others and to self. So good self-love does include good boundaries and good limits. And I know I talk about this quite often. And so knowing when we've had enough is really important. That's my limit. When I've had enough, when I'm overwhelmed, when I'm tired, when I'm feeling exhausted, when I'm spent, when I'm like, one more thing, and I'm done. Last straw. We have those feelings because they tell us it's time to stop. It's time to rest. It's time to pull back. It's time to regroup. We also have boundaries. And our feelings, okay, when we have a good sense of self-love, our boundaries are an indication of our self-respect. So I say, no, I'm not going to let somebody do this to me. Or, no, this is not okay. Or, you know what, it's time for me to ask for a raise. Or I'm going to ask for a promotion. Or there's things that I'm going to do where I'm taking care of me in a particular way by saying no. Good self-love does mean sometimes I say no. again, I've reached my limit. I feel exhausted. I don't know if I could do one more thing. I'm allowed to pull back and regroup. I'm allowed to say no. Good self-love recognizes those boundaries and limits because it's that self-care. And we look for balance and we look for care. We don't want to go to selfish. We don't want to go to selfish. And I stress that with clients all the time when we talk about this. Self-esteem and self-love and self-approval and self-acceptance. We don't want to go that far. We want to stay in that area of balance so that my self-love includes self-respect. Self-love means that I'm also going to look at myself, not in a self-deprecating way, except sometimes humor is a good thing, and it's a good thing to be able to laugh at yourself. So self-love doesn't mean that we can't look at ourselves and laugh at ourselves for some of the silly things that we do. I've got my list of silly things that I do, and there's times that I can laugh at myself for a mistake that I've made or a misjudgment or just being myself, whoever, whatever. See technology, right? I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm rolling on something. There we go. So self-love means that we can laugh at ourselves rather than choke ourselves on wires. Again, knowing our limits, knowing our boundaries, knowing when we have enough. Self-love means that we take care of our bodies in a way that's healthy, so that we feed ourselves healthy food and drink nourishing beverages, and we get exercise, and we sleep. We get good sleep. We're not up till 3 or 4 in the morning playing video games. That we work at having a regular routine in our life, so we go to bed basically on a regular time, and we make sure that we eat healthy foods, we make healthy choices, and we take care. We go to the doctor, we go to the dentist, we go to the eye doctor. We make sure things are working well physically. So good self-love means that we lovingly take care of our bodies. Good self-love means we make choices in having healthy relationships. So I can choose having healthy or unhealthy relationships. So when I love myself, I'm not going to be in an abusive relationship. I'm going to be in a relationship where there is mutual esteem, mutual respect, mutual honor. The person honors me, I honor that person. That there is an equal exchange of energy. That we don't walk away from that relationship feeling depleted. That's generally a sign that it's not a good relationship. And so self-love means my goal isn't to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I may disappoint you. I may say, you know what, I don't think this relationship is working out. Self-love means, I know I've had enough. I've reached my limit within this relationship. It could be a marriage relationship, a dating relationship, a friendship. It could be a relationship with a job. It's time to leave the job. It could be many, many areas where we have relationships, where we make that decision that, you know what, because I love myself, I don't need to put myself in this situation. I can take myself out of it. I can choose healthy relationships. So I'm going to take another commercial break, and I will be back talking more about self-love. And I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program. And I will be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor, which also means I have my master's in counseling. I specialized in addiction counseling, so I have a certificate as a drug and alcohol counselor. I also am nationally certified as a counselor. I have been in practice for over 18 years in my 19th year, and I've been a counselor for about 34 years, I guess. And I've been doing Counselor's Chat for about 9 years, so I'm really happy to be able to bring Counselor's Chat to you. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do in my practice, you can visit me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's my new website. If you listen to if you hear my commercial, it says .net. That website no longer exists. It's Altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, .com. If you would like to call me, you can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. I'm always happy to work with anyone that's struggling with depression or anxiety, addictions, codependency, obsessive-compulsive disorder, eating disorders, just to name a few, post-traumatic stress, grief and loss. Or if you would like to make a comment about the show or if you have a suggestion for a topic, I'd love to hear from you. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat for this program. And you can go there and you can scroll down on Facebook on Counselor's Chat to see what other topics that I've done. And you could follow me there. You could watch other programs. And you can go to the 100 in Chamber Radio and also listen to many, many shows that I've done in the past. 9 years is quite a long time. Anyway, getting back to the topic of the day, which is self-love. Talked a little bit about letting go of grudges, not being envious and jealous, being patient with yourself, being gentle with yourself. Think about your self-talk. Is it negative? Are you putting yourself down all the time, calling yourself stupid and fat and ugly? And you know, we learn to do that, and it's not good. It's not healthy. It doesn't help us in any way. It's good to do some self-introspection. Say, you know what? I could use some improvement in this area or that area. You know, I've said probably the first show in January that I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. My understanding, usually by the second or third week, New Year's resolutions have gone by the wayside. This year, I decided to make a New Year's resolution for myself. I can't say that I'm holding it very long or doing it very well, but I am cognitive of the fact that I'm very short-tempered with technology, with phone calls where, and paperwork where I assume, this is a faulty belief on my part, that I assume it's going to be easy, this should be a quick phone call, 20 minutes later, three departments later, it's still not resolved. I generally get really frustrated with that, and I'm really working at letting that go and accepting that it's just going to be difficult, it's just not going to work out the way I think it should. So I'm using some cognitive behavioral health cognitive behavioral help for myself because it does not put me in a good frame of mind. So self-love means I need to look at myself, and this is just for everyone. What do I need to change? What's not working for me? Why do I keep putting myself in these situations, or am I responding to these situations in a way that's just not helpful for me? I lose my sense of balance. I lose my sense of peace. I lose my mind. So it's making those choices for better self-care. One of the things that I did want to talk about in terms of self-love, and I mentioned it briefly a little bit earlier, is that being aggressive, passive, passive-aggressive, and assertive are four ways of interacting with other people which can have a base in self-love. So if I am that aggressive person where I want what I want when I want it, I'm demanding, I'm going to roll over you, I don't care what you say, my way is the right way, your way is the highway. Highway, go on, get on the highway, not the higher way. That's generally an indication that I may actually have some self-esteem issues because I look to have power over someone else. You recall early on, I said it's about equality, so that we're equally humble with each other, that we have that sense of humbleness, not where I'm going to humiliate you so that I feel better, or you humiliate me so I feel awful, because that is aggressiveness. We don't want aggressive, we want assertive. Then we have passive. Generally, people who are passive also don't have good self-esteem. I don't think I'm worth it. I let people do whatever they want. I can't say no. I don't want to disappoint people. I want to make sure everybody's happy, even at my own expense. I don't have good limits. I don't have good boundaries. I'm that proverbial floor mat. with good self-love, I let go of that and I shift to good boundaries, good limits, being assertive, self-care, passive-aggressive. So passive-aggressive is, okay, so you I mean, at work, you gave me another project. Okay, boss, I'll, no problem. Got it under control. I'll do it. And then as I leave for work at the end of the day, I key my boss's car. Because how doesn't he know I'm like up to here with projects, and how dare he gave me another one? That's passive aggressive. So passive aggressive, and it may not even be in behavior, but it can be I'm holding resentments. I'm not communicating well. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Okay, so that's passive aggressive. I shut you down. So that can be also passive aggressive. So being assertive. What does that mean exactly? Oh, wow, I'm getting to the end. Being assertive means I use I statements. I state clearly what I want, what I need, what I feel. And I know the difference between a need and a want. Because sometimes we may want things and we think we need it. Well, when we have a good sense of self-love, we also have a good sense of maturity, and we recognize that we may not always need what we want, that we can be good with what we have, and that we know what we need. So I hope this was useful, that you think about some of these topics and think on this topic and see where you are in your own area of self-love. Self-love is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. Because when we learn to love ourselves, we can actually be better neighbors to others, and better friends and better family members, because we're not holding those resentments and we know how to be kind and we're not jealous and we don't look down our noses or feel less than. We realize that we are all equal. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I will be back next week with another topic. Again, please follow me on Counselors Chat or go to www.altarollcounselor.com. And I will be back next week, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss border security. That after President Trump tweeted on Wednesday that that group is wasting its time if they're not seriously considering money for a wall or physical barrier. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey tells Fox News he wants negotiations between both parties to work.
These are good negotiators, and I think they can come to a consensus. I think we should be affirmative and positive about their work. It would help if the president either said nothing or just was encouraging instead of predicting failure.
At least six people have died due to cold temperatures, which are gripping most of the country. A polar vortex is causing temperatures to be 15 to 25 degrees below zero, with wind chills approaching 60 below zero. This has also canceled hundreds of flights out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hiring by U.S. businesses is still solid. That's according to ADP. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A jobs report out today from ADP and Moody's Analytics. It shows companies adding 213,000 new jobs this month, and that easily beat estimates from